Romy, let's get straight to the calls. We've got Miss Mary that's been holding on a good long while, and I promised people when they called in we'd get to them as quick as we could. Mary, thank you for your patience. Thank you for calling Rosie on the House. How can we help you this morning?
Hi. I called about 2 months ago, and I was concerned about the cracks on my foundation.
Yes.
And you recommended Arizona Solutions.
Yeah, Arizona Foundation
and
Solutions.
And I wanted to thank you for recommending them because they were so knowledgeable and so nice.
Oh, well, good.
The guy that came out,
yeah,
he showed my husband how to fix the cracks. And he also gave me 2 tests to send in for radon because I was concerned about that.
Good.
And they came back as 2.2 and 2.5. Should I be concerned about that?
You know what? I would have to check on that, Mary.
Uh-huh.
I would be willing to do that when I'm back in the office next week.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know off the top of my head what level should be ideal.
Well, they said between 2 and 4, not to worry about it. But I'm a worrier. I don't know if I should just go ahead and put on the wood floor, you know, before I get it fixed, you know, because I want to put wood floors. And that's why I called you. You could recommend somebody for me.
Well, Mary, do you have a computer?
I do.
Okay. Well, our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and what part of Arizona are you calling from?
The Phoenix.
Okay. You'll just go on to the on our website, there's a tab that says Referral Network. And when you type on that, it will ask you if you want Phoenix, Flagstaff, Prescott, Sedona,
okay,
Casa Grande, Tucson, or Green Valley. You just click on Phoenix and click on floor covering, and there are going to be 3 great companies pop up. East Valley Floors, Von Payne. Mr. Von Payne owns East Valley Floors. And then there's Floor Covering International, owned by Kurt Kittleson. And then there's Houtman's Floor Covering, owned by Kelly Houtman. Any of those 3, Mary,
uh-huh,
would just be an excellent choice for you.
Okay.
And any of them that carry the Rosie certification are going to be just as nice to deal with as Arizona Foundation Solutions, who I've already sent to your home.
Oh, yeah, they were so professional.
That's great.
Really, we were really impressed with them.
Yeah, they really know their stuff, don't they? I appreciate you giving us a ring and letting us know that. Romy, who's been holding on next longest? I think we need to get down to Lori and Mesa, huh?
Let's do it. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, no problem. We live in a home that was built in 1960. It's a block home.
Okay.
We've got new windows. We have a foam roof. It's a flat roof.
Okay.
And our next piece of the puzzle that we want to do is get the foam blown into the exterior walls, into the block. So we've had all the big companies out and given us bids.
Uh-huh.
One company in particular claims they don't use formaldehyde in their foam, and they are the most expensive company.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out if it's worth the extra money, if it's really a big deal, and if I need to be concerned about that.
Lori, I know exactly the company you're talking about. I'd be curious, do you have a computer, and have you been on our website?
Yes, and I have the company that you
recommend, Thermal Advantage, and I'll bet you, not knowing any more about what the job than you said, I'll bet you Thermal Advantage is about 30% less expensive.
Oh, I can tell you that already.
Yeah. Yeah. Lori, you can't go wrong by giving Dennis a call at Thermal Advantage and have him do the job. The scare tactics the other contractors trying to use on you are just exactly that.
Okay. So their product, even though Is it that much? It's not that much different. Is it the formaldehyde is not an issue?
You know, the first time I learned about formaldehyde was from Thermal Advantage because I was trying to figure out why is it such a big deal. He's bragging that there's no formaldehyde in his product. I mean, he's never had formaldehyde in it.
Yeah.
So if somebody's trying to tell you he's using something with formaldehyde, that's just not true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. You answered my question. I appreciate it.
How big a house do you have?
It's about 1,800 square feet, and we went through an extensive remodel last year, so this is kind of the last thing that we want to have done. And
you're really going to like it. It makes the house quieter. It'll make the house cleaner, and it does stabilize the temperature quite a bit. And I'll tell you what, Lori, I'll bet you I just saved you about $600 to $800.
Good. That's a good way to have a Saturday go.
So that's what you get for staying on hold for 15 minutes. I apologize you had to wait that long to get on air.
And that's just for the install price.
Yeah.
This is going to save
over the years on
energy conservation.
So. Yeah.
We appreciate the call, and thanks for checking with us. From there, next online is Sharon in Tempe. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
We're in the process of purchasing a house, and the house is in Tempe, and we put in our offer, and their realtor came back and made a comment to our realtor that they may entertain our offer if we didn't have the home inspection. So our realtor said, no, we will have a home inspection. So we finalized the price last night, and in our contract, they added that we had to have the inspection within 5 days. So my husband was on your site this morning,
okay. And
we want to find the best home inspection company we can, because okay. Now we're, is there, you know.
Sharon, my son-in-law is the best home inspector in town, so...
might be slightly biased.
and he's a pretty good son-in-law too. we'll take you offline and make sure you have Bruce Stumbo's phone number and the home inspection company he works for, and we'll get Bruce there within your 5-day window.
He is very meticulous, and all those
meticulous.
I've done a lot. I've never done a home inspection with him, but we have a couple other hobbies that we do regularly, and. Yeah, come on, man.
Well, if you invite him early for dinner, he'll fix something for you. Just leave out the project you want done, and he just kind of moves in and takes over.
We had a dinner party at our house. Julia, my daughter, who moved away to Minneapolis, is here with the three grandchildren, and her husband. And so we were having a party at our house, and one of the dimmers in my kitchen needed to be replaced. So I had the dimmer.
For how long?
And I had it on the counter.
For how long?
And he got there a few minutes early.
A few minutes.
And thank goodness, he just put that little dimmer in for me, and it's all done. Now that whole string of lights works again.
You know, when Sharon and I were speaking as well, she was just concerned, you know, that why would somebody be trying to avoid that home inspection? Was that a flag as well?
Might be. And I would want my inspector to know they didn't want it inspected.
Yeah, look extra hard.
And a home inspection really is only as good. It's like home energy audits. They're only as good as the person conducting. There are a lot of just bogus home inspections that, I mean, I've seen home inspections that miss some of the most ginormous problems on the planet, and home energy audits as well. So make sure she gets Bruce's company. That's AFJ Engineering in Scottsdale, and make sure she gets Bruce.
And just one point. I mean, it may not be a red flag at all either. When you're selling a home, you've got this fee, you've got that fee, you got the realtor's fee, you got the title fee, you got the closing fee. You know, they may just be exhausted and beat up, and they're trying to.
Well, aren't they required? Is it required by law to have a home inspection?
I don't believe it is.
Oh, it's not.
I don't believe it is.
It's just smart.
But all realtors want you to have it for their
especially
sake.
A purchasing realtor.
Yeah. If you're selling the house, you owe the buyer a home inspection. It's that time of the show where we generally talk a little bit about touring this great state. We've got through all of the people that have been on hold a really long time, so we can take a little pause. We still have Karen and Fran on hold, an open line. If you'd like to get in, 1-888-767-4348. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have Ann Lyons here, Rosie Certified Kitchen Designer. We'll be talking about the trends of materials and design aspects of the kitchen, my favorite room in the house, all during the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we generally tour the state of Arizona. It's the Arizona Staycation. It's brought to you by Sanderson Ford. You can only register to win the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation at one place. It's on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Click on the Sanderson Ford Travel Arizona tile, and you'll have an opportunity to register. We pick a winner every single month, and when you win, you get to decide where in Arizona you want to go, and we do everything we can to accommodate you. We deal with our friends at the Arizona Highways and Arizona Office of Tourism, and team up with lodging partners. We have lodging partners almost in every corner of the state right now. We get your lodging for free. You get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out the demo car that you want to drive. They give it to you for 3 or 4 days. Jennifer gives you a gas card. So the whole thing is free. Again, it's the Arizona Staycation at rosieonthehouse.com.
If you're new to the state or you've been to every place that you know and you're looking for new ideas, January's edition of Arizona Highways has a weekend getaway designated to three areas, Flagstaff, Sedona, and Bisbee. So three different areas, all very easily accessible, all with great things to do and see. They've got hikes in there. Every restaurant in every one of these markets they mentioned, I've never even been to. So those were all new. If you just like to drive, there's scenic drives in each one of those. So great to. I'm adding this page two to my travel list next time I'm
near Sedona. We'll have to mail that copy of Arizona Highways to our next Arizona Staycation winner.
There you go. Here's some ideas for you.
Because we've got lodging partners in Sedona, we've got lodging partners in Flagstaff, and we've got lodging partners in Bisbee. Every one of those locations, we have a great lodging partner.
We've got Karen and Fran and an open line for you, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.